All right, we are doing the families.
So I went to the ghetto area and I was like, the last weekend before that, it was, the whole parking lot was full of tents and all kinds of stuff. And this time I got there and there was only 3 cars, the whole parking lot. And I was like, I stopped on the inside, I parked there, just waited, and God goes, walk to the east side of the building. So I got out with my Bible and I came around, and here's 2 boys and their parents, and then the other set of parents, and then those 2 girls and a boy. The oldest one, I think, was 10 out of all those children. But they all had their arms up praising God. You could hear them singing. They sang Amazing Grace. And I didn't interrupt. I mm-hmm. was just waiting till when God says, go and talk to them. They sang Amazing Grace. It was...
They didn't even know you were there.
No.
Right.
No, not even. I was behind the tree, mm-hmm. right on the corner. But I could hear them. They weren't that far from me, but they were singing. It was so beautiful. And then when they got done, the fathers prayed first. They prayed that God would send a miracle, that God would give them a miracle to be able to buy groceries instead of digging in the dumpster for food. I almost started crying. And one of the little girls, after the 2 husbands prayed that God would just bless them and give them a miracle, you know, for groceries and just for the next 2 weeks, because they were struggling. And one of the little girls said, her name was Savannah. She goes, Lord, you know I love cereal. And I love... chocolate chip cookies and Oreo cookies and ice cream. Those are desserts, but Lord, I just want some of that so bad. Please, please let us be able to get some cookies today. And then her sister was Anastasia. She goes, oh, and Lord, don't forget that I love cereal and French toast. That'd be so good to have for breakfast. And their prayers were so simple, but it's just beautiful. And so then Matthew goes, one of the boys, he said, Lord, you know I like sausage and eggs. Well, that'd be so good. And hash browns, man. And mom makes the best gravy to go with that.
That is so, the other family.
Yeah, that was the second family. And then Samuel goes,
that's the second family.
Second
too.
Family yeah. too. He goes, Lord, we heard from our neighbors that there's a guy named Blue Mustang that helps families. He helps families in this neighborhood, and Lord, I pray you bless him today, but Lord, I pray that you send that messenger, Sonny, that comes and just to help us out, Lord, because we're hungry. And Michaela goes, that was his mom, Samuel's mom, Michaela. She goes, Lord, you know Sonny, you know what he does for your kingdom. He ministers to gangs. He's fearless, but God has brought him here because of Blue Mustang, like my son said. And could you please just protect him wherever he is and just bless his family and bless a Blue Mustang's family today? If it's your will for them to come today, like if Sonny comes today with money to help us buy groceries from Blue Mustang, bless them both. Like, but you told us to come here and wait for a miracle, and that's what we're going to do. still, they still hadn't seen me. No. And
did
I was
they,
like,
did they look? Could you tell if they were? They weren't looking. Okay.
No, they weren't looking around. They were still had their hands up, worshiping and praying.
Now, how were they looking when they had their hands up? Are they facing the building?
No, they were facing the building. The kids were, but the parents were facing the east.
Oh, like, so they were actually facing the sunrise.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the kids had their hands on their building because they said, "Bless this store. Lord, help us to be able to go in there and buy groceries." I was just crying. So beautiful. Those kids knew how to pray because that's, they walk by faith. They don't walk by sight. That's, they have a strong faith in God and that He would supply everything. And, but the youngest little girl, she I think she was like six. She goes, "Let's not forget to, Lord, let's see, what was her name? Lisa." She goes, "Let's not forget what we're here for. We're here to worship you first."
Now that's, is that a mom?
Yeah.
Okay. The first family?
Yeah, the first family. The little girl's named Lisa, and she whispered something to her mom. And then she goes, "Well, yeah, you can pray about that." So and then the little girl said, "Let's not forget that we're, first of all, we love to worship you, God, and thank you."
Is Lisa the mom or the little girl?
The girl.
Oh, the little girl. Okay.
Yeah. The mom's name was Martha.
And, okay.
And then she goes, "But Lord, you know what we need even before we ask." She's 6 years old. She's praying like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, "And you know that I love donuts, those powdered ones. Those are my favorite. In Jesus' name, amen." Yeah. And then one of the dads, the first family, his name was Noah. He goes, "Let's have a moment of silence for just to remember that God is who He says He is." So they had a moment of silence. And then they said, "Okay, we're going to wait here until God does a miracle because He said to come here." And the little girl, Anastasia, goes, "I wonder what Sonny looks like."
Oh, that's right. Never seen her.
Yeah. Okay. "I wonder if he's like one of us."
No.
That's what she said. And the mom goes, "It doesn't matter what color of skin he has." She goes, "Well, I just kind of picture him kind of dark, but I don't know." And then I go, "Good morning, guys." And they spun around. They just kind of shook them up a little. They spun around and they go, "Hey, you're a Christian, man. You got a Bible? Like, you got a good word for us? Because we're ready for a good word." I said, "I'm just a messenger. My name's Sonny. Blue Mustang sent me here because of God." And they're like, the children ran. Remember, they've never met me.
Yeah.
They don't know who I am. They just ran over and started hugging me. So I got down
there. Five kids grabbing all of you. Wow, okay.
I got down on my knees and just hugged them because they were little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started hugging them and telling them I was Sonny. And the little girl said, "I thought you were a little darker than what you are, but I wasn't sure." She goes, "But you're still pretty dark." But like, she goes, "We've heard a lot about you and Blue Mustang and how Blue Mustang blesses families so they could buy groceries. And thank you for coming because we're hungry." I said, "You want those powdered donuts?" She goes, "Oh, yes." She goes, "You heard that?" I go, "Yeah." It's like, then she goes, she looked at her dad, and he says, "Dad," and that was Noah, that was her dad. She goes, "Dad, we need to thank God for sending a Blue Mustang and Sonny, because we needed food." And so they thank God for you and prayed over you and your family, and then they prayed for me in the ministry. And then I, after it was all over, I said, he's a big part of the gang ministry too. He writes for me, and I told him the website, and then they're like, wow. I said, not only he's a big part of the ministry writing, but he supplies food so they can have, so I could pick up the breakfast burritos from some friends so I could take it to him. And he goes, he is a blessed man in God's kingdom, even in this world. He's a blessed man. I was like, wow, man.
Even though I get grumpy, God.
We all do. And so remember, they hadn't even asked how much. They didn't ask. I said, God put it in his heart to give 140 to each family. But he just doesn't like breaking up the 20s, and he's thinking, oh my goodness, what, how am I going to do this? Like, then with inflation and everything, is, I'm just going to make, God says 140, but I'm going to give 150 to each family. And the little girl goes, he's giving us 150 because he doesn't want to split a 20? That's funny. That's really funny. It's like everybody gets a kick out of that. And she's like, praise God, that means I could get some cookies maybe. I love those families. They were so cute. So then I gave them the money, and they had the dads and the moms put in their hands, and then the kiddos. First time I've seen this ever. But both families, all the mom, the dad had the money, and then the mom put her hands under his, and then the children put their hands under theirs, and they thanked God for the money. Mm-hmm. And they said, let's go buy some groceries. So the Anastasia, one of the little girls, said, that's from the first family. She said, you want to go in shopping with us? I go, yeah, let's go shopping. So we went in, and the two girls that worked there, they're like, you're back. We saw your truck, but we didn't know where you were. So we started looking at the cameras, and we saw you guys on the other side of the building. Mm-hmm. You're praying with them, and it's like, Sonny's here again. Let's get some gift cards ready. Jeez. So every time I go there, the girls have $50 gift cards apiece to give to the families as well, to be used in the future for whatever. And the moms had a list already. I didn't see the list. Mm-hmm. But they had a list, and it was very small. And the girls, I says, can I look at your list? And she held it up, and they took pictures of the list. Mm-hmm. So they doubled what they asked for. But the girls paid for that. Mm-hmm. And the manager. So they were just so blessed. They were just crying. The kids were like, the little girl, Anastasia, she goes, can I hold on to the ice cream? Like, no, it'll melt. We won't get the ice cream to the very end.
Yeah.
It's like, they're so excited. I've never seen them that excited just to get groceries. Mm-hmm. God is so faithful. Like, yes, you know what? There's families on the west side that are hungry too, but I have to go where God says to go. I can't go. I'm sure there's some on the north side. I'm sure there's some on the south side. But God says, no. Today you're going to the ghetto. You got to get over there. Like, okay.
I'm kind of glad he does it the way he does it. That way you can kind of get used to a certain neighborhood. Plus, it's a lot more fun because you're into an area and stuff where you're everybody. You get to know people. And
it's kind of like
being a church body. You come together with people you know.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, is that they heard about us by the other families that have been blessed. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's this guy named Sonny, man, but Blue Mustang sends him. But God tells him where to go, either to the west side or to here. And if you see a big monster red truck, Sonny's there. Like, you better be ready. He's going to bless you. And the thing is, even in that area, you know that there's more than two families.
I know it. I know that.
But God has chosen those two families to be there. It's not, there's not 50 families there. There's two. Every time.
Yeah.
Except for once, there was one family there. And I go, wait a minute, Lord, you said there's going to be two families. He says, just wait. They're coming. Like, just settle down. Like, oh, okay. He got impatient.
This one done?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So good.